Hi everyone, Cameron Mara here to interview Robert from 6th class who loves horror movies and has some recommendations for us.
Well, hello everyone. I'll start with the first category is with a friend. So the least scary one will be number 3, number 1 will be the scariest one in that category. Number 3 I have Sixth Sense. Do you have any questions about the movie? Yeah, Callum?
What happens in the movie?
What is it about?
It's about a kid which apparently sees dead people's ghosts, and he tries to talk to the ghosts, trying to survive. The kills are pretty lame. But for some reason, it has a really good office box of $672.8 million.
Wow.
It was made by M. Night Shyamalan.
What's the next one?
Well, anyway, any other questions? Any other questions?
When did it come out?
I'm pretty sure it's an old movie. I don't know when it came out. Any more questions about it?
Have you seen it?
No. But I know that it's not scary. If I meant to say how gory it is, how scary, I would rate the gore level at 1, the scary level 1, and the office box over 9,000.
And then the second one?
Okay, so the second one would be Happy Death Day to You. This movie's pretty scary, about a girl which keeps on dying and have to repeat the same day.
Oh yeah, I think I've heard of that concept before.
Yep. I watched the movie, it's really good. The gore level is pretty high. So if you are, I'm pretty sure, squirmish,
like sensitive to that stuff,
yeah, do not watch this movie.
And then the final one in the category
is Happy Death Day. This is the scariest movie which you can watch with a friend. It's pretty funny, pretty scary at the same time, with 3 dying over and over just like in the first movie, but instead of dying to reboot the sissy machine, she's trying to find out who's killing her over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting.
Next category, we're with parents. Number 3 is The Silence. It's a really quiet movie. If you would compare it to Jurassic Park, it would be like, nah, you can't compare those two. Jurassic Park would have like voice, like those little, those shaky thing. Oh, what are they called? The voice line thing?
Subtitles?
Over 9,000. Yeah, subtitles, I'm pretty sure. Those little... Yeah, they would have over 9,000, and The Silence is a really quiet movie. It's not that scary, not that gory. Mm-hmm. But there is a bit of gore when the woman's throat is being torn off by one of the monsters. Mm-hmm. Next movie would be Hush. This is scary, gory, and do not watch this if you are under 16 without allowance. Because this movie is so scary. So let's just say it's about this woman, which is deaf, and then her neighbor gets killed by being hit in the head by a giant rock, and then he bleeds out to death. Same as our best friend, she gets stabbed in the side with a hunting knife. And then at the end, the murderer unmasks, and then he gets a stab to the throat.
Oh yeah, we forgot to say a spoiler warning.
Oh yeah.
I haven't watched any of these.
Now the scariest of the scary, and my favorite movie of all, Get Out. This movie, I nearly asked for diapers in this one. Honestly. Get Out was directed by Jordan Peele. Peele? The banana from Fortnite? Oh my god. And it also got an office box of $255 million. Now on to the parents-only section. Now, don't forget, if you are not a parent or a grown-up, do not watch these movies. Unless you have allowance. No, but really, don't watch these movies.
You probably shouldn't, though.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't, though. Number three, we have Cabin in the Woods. Probably nearly everyone over 16 knows this movie. It's about this cabin in the woods, which is actually a lab inside with creatures locked up, and they would pay $200 million only to make it live and then make people watch the movie, how a person dies. That's how they're millionaires.
Hmm. Like, is that what the movie's about? Or?
Yeah. Cabin in the Woods made $66.5 million money. Was directed by D. Drew Goddard. Hmm. That's a very strange name. Now, on to the second one in the parents only, we have Halloween. Everybody knows this movie, so...
I had actually never heard of it.
Halloween is about this psychopathic six-year-old which kills his own sister at the age of six. Directed by John Carpenter. They only spent $325,000 to make, but earned $70 million on the movie.
Well, that's a profit.
Mm. I know. Now, who would think that such a cheap movie would make so much money? Who would have thought? It's about a guy which went to this place where they tried to make psychopaths good people, but it didn't work on him. He keeps making masks. Next thing, he finds his old Halloween masks and now kills his own family members as revenge. And kills anyone who will stand in their way. And now, to the scariest movie of the movies.
That you've picked out?
That I've picked out. The Shining. Everybody probably... probably two words. Here's Johnny.
I think most people have probably at least heard the name.
Yep. The book was written by Stephen King. And the movie was directed by Stanley Kubrick. It got a box office of $44.4
million.
Wow. Of course, and it's really scary. All the kids out there, don't watch this movie or you will have to wear diapers for the rest of your life. As soon as you think about this movie, you already think, but what can be scary about a dad with an axe? Everything. He stabbed the owner of the hotel straight in the torso. And then he bled out to death. And then, of course, the psychopathic dad, of course, freezes to death. What other way can you kill a baddie? Yeah, Callum, what's your question?
Who is in it? What actor is in it?
I'm pretty sure his name was Jack. The
good question.
Jack Nicholson was the actor of the psychopathic dad. I can't believe I'm calling him the psychopathic dad.
What was his name in the movie?
Jack. I don't know why he's like, here's Johnny. Couldn't he go, here's Jack? Weird. Very weird. And then the best movie, in my opinion, you should watch this with a friend, Little Shop of Horrors. This movie is about a singing plant filled with comedy, horror, not much gore. And it's a really good horror movie.
Sounds interesting.
I know it is interesting.
Well, it looks like we're kind of out of time. Well, thank you very much, Robert, for your horror movie recommendations. We were already scared. Enjoy Halloween, everyone. Bye.